Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, already the 13th day of this month, 13th day of April, 2014. I can certainly say without a doubt that we have turned a major page in the revolution to restore our republic. We've turned a major corner. What happened in southern Nevada, right on the border with Arizona, is so unprecedented in modern times. Such pure, crystalline Americana, and so real. And, of course, the enemy will say, oh, the BLM just backed down on one spot. Yes, but the fact is, if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. In fact, maybe at the start of the next segment, if we have time, we should play the ants intro. And maybe later the V for Vendetta one, because, I mean, that's what it's all about here. And you've got to weigh each situation. But this is so unspeakably amazing. I want to try to calmly, when we come back, get into all the angles of it. It's an issue of the mainstream media dying. It's an issue of the government not having credibility. It's an issue of the fact they tried to lie to the public and said he didn't have any property rights to it when they had the surface forage and water rights since 1877. The BLM tried to buy his land a decade ago because he did have rights. He just didn't physically own it. He had the grazing rights, and they played on public ignorance. Even Fox News put out reports. I couldn't believe it watching it yesterday and the day before, and even some mainline conservative talk show hosts acting like Bundy was cheating the taxpayer, not paying grazing rights. When his great, 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 was it said six generations ago, seven generations, he said? It was seven generations ago when that wasn't even a territory. And they went out there. That's when they got the rights. And the public is just so ignorant about law. And there's the law of the gun now with government. The government had a bunch of guns. And when I saw the paramilitary BLM they called out in the confrontation that happened yesterday, the historic standoff, they looked like serious paramilitaries, not like normal BLM. And they were all ready and they looked eager to start shooting people. Just a simple bloodlust. But I do know a lot of police and people here in Austin. I ran into two yesterday, strangely enough, that were following our Facebook, following others, watching the videos online, and were just so happy that the citizens didn't get shot up in a firefight or the BLM. But we're rooting for the people. Just the two cops I ran into yesterday. I talked to somebody else who ran into a cop and heard them listening to my show off duty as a security guard. Listening to the show, and they said, oh, you listen to Alex Jones? Oh, yeah, I'm so glad this didn't end violently. This is such a big deal. I mean, I'll break it all down and tell the truth of what really happened when we come back, and then I'm going to get into all the other news, and there's a lot of it. The situation in Ukraine has now turned into a civil war, as the globalists planned. Old-fashioned order out of chaos. The BATF publicly confirms the administration's ammunition import ban plan. Bring it more into Senator Sessions, saying there's a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement on the border. We're going to get into Obama now admitting that they're using the Heartbleed as an NSA tool. I told you that was the NSA doing that, and that's a no-brainer. We're going to explain why. It's now admitted 5 days after I told you that was the case. And then we're going to get into the IRS coming after you for your Well, I'll tell you about it coming up.
From the water table.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Sunday, the 13th day of April, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Yesterday, on April 12th, 2014, on that Saturday, we saw one of the most historical events in not just U.S. history, but world history. And it will become a defining moment in the future of this republic and whether this country will right itself or whether we will go down the drain as so many other corrupt empires have. It's the top story, red linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Historic, feds forced to surrender to American citizens. This story that I'm going to get into is so incredibly important, and the corporate Decepticon media, from CNN to Fox News, I've got to say, did their best to deceive their viewers. MSNBC, of course, was just calling people terrorists outright, so Fox was good compared to them. This is a story about media manipulation. It's a story about land rights. It's a story about courage. It is so Americana what happened. I was watching it live in live video feeds with David Knight and Josh Owenshaw, reporters in Southern Nevada there at the Bundy 600,000-acre ranch. As I saw more than 200 military BLM along with state police and others pointing high-powered rifles at a crowd of close to 1,000 people, saying that if they cross the line onto Bundy's grazing land, which he owns the rights to, owns the surface rights, the water rights, the forage rights, cut and dry. The governor's on record. People are ignorant. The mainstream media plays all these games. Tries to say, well, he didn't pay his grazing fee that they announced 10 years ago when he wouldn't sell his property to him. We now learn to build a Chinese government-controlled solar farm that Harry Reid and his son make money off of. And by the way, that broke 2 years ago, but we broke it on Friday that he was connected into it. It was known that was going on, but the fact that now that this controversy had blown up with a standoff, no one had pointed this out. Well, we did. DrudgeReport.com picked it up, and it was rated by Alexa and four other rating services as the number one hands-down story on the Internet, with tens of millions of people reading that one page alone on Infowars.com. Over 100,000 sites is they have an aggregate system, copied our story and posted it on theirs. It's unknown how many people saw it. It's still linked up on drudgereport.com. Now, if you're a new listener and you say, what's going on? Let me explain what happened, because this is so incredible. I don't have words to even describe it. Then we'll get into the latest on the economy, Ukraine, huge IRS announcements, a 4.9 magnitude earthquake, rattle central Idaho, a lot of interesting things that are happening, big anti-Second Amendment news coming up. Can the government seize your tax refund to pay a relative's debt? The courts are saying yes, CBS News. From 1960, you're going to have to pay your daddy's debt 54 years later. So that's all going to be coming up today, just the bizarre tyranny we're facing. First off, I just want to say this. Upwards of 90% of Nevada is now claimed to be federal. Another 5% state, so 5% is privately owned. The Bundys are on record, and it's filed with the state once it became a state, that in 1877 they founded the Bundy Ranch that seven generations had ranched and farmed on. And then 10 years ago, they forced all the other farmers and ranchers to sell, 52 families. Bundy would not sell. I think he has like 18 kids or something. I mean, just a true Americana. And as this built the last few weeks, Infowars.com was the first national, international outlet to cover it. Drudge, the largest news aggregator in the world, the powerhouse, because it can set the agenda of what people are looking at and reading, picked up our story. It became a national story. Fox News, CNN picked it up. All the big national talk show hosts picked it up. And there was a big debate. Some national talk show hosts understood it about grazing rights and common law and all the rest of it. Others didn't. It was very disappointing to see Fox News and other people that I'm not even going to name. People, folks heard it. Saying the Bundys are stealing from taxpayers. You're supposed to pay grazing rights. No, you're not when you were on the land and built the water pipes and the cisterns and the windmills in the last 100-plus years, last 140-plus years. I mean, my family is in ranching. My family got their land in Mexican land grants in 1829. Other parts of our family land that we still hold on to, after Mexico was kicked out of Texas, we just moved in and said it was our farm. That's how that works. And guess what? It's ours today. So I know how this works. When you got a lot of land, you get land disputes and all the rest of it. So we've dealt with this my whole life, okay? My dad goes to court all the time, represents himself, and wins, dealing with land issues. So I know this whole situation. And I went and looked it up. And the governor came out and said, no, he's got grazing and service rights and water rights. But the feds played on everyone's ignorance and said, man, you just got some crazy old guy in a cowboy hat out here, mad. Folks, they had cattle crossing signs on the major state and federal highways out there. They had cattle guards, fences he put up, pipes and windmills his great-great-great-granddaddy's put up. Some of those cisterns were over 100 years old, rock cisterns with wells. Where you see windmills? They pump water up where the wildlife comes to drink. It's an oasis for the turtles, the deer, the antelope, the cougars. This is how humans make the desert better. And it turns out there's natural gas and oil there. We've confirmed that. And we got the federal documents on Friday where Harry Reid and the Chinese-backed companies, a Chinese company, government-backed Chinese company, have a deal starting on 129-mile, that's CBS News, from southern Nevada on his property, where he has the service rights, all the way up the western part of the state. And they were going to put a solar farm directly on that and the adjacent ranches they've taken. And Harry Reid, just like Solyndra, all the rest of it, his family was right sitting in the middle of it. The head of the BLM, his former chief of staff. You want me to keep going here? And what really got folks mad was over the week, paramilitary BLM showed up, and if you were anywhere in the county on the side of the road, they would taser you and beat you and attack you, including women, and said no free speech and put a little orange free speech pig pen up and said that's where you can go. And the governor said, take that down, by the way. These are state highway right-of-ways. You can't do that. So the governor did get involved under some pressure. But it really got crazy, and everybody saw those Tiananmen Square-style images of the German shepherds attacking people and the tasers going into men and women and all the rest of it. Now, you can see those videos up on Infowars.com. Drudge picked all that up while Fox and CNN and MSNBC would not show any of it at first and would say this crazy old man's in there robbing people, basically, and stealing, you know, taxpayer money, not paying range fees, which they arbitrarily threw on there, and which they had their corrupt federal courts rule. Well, what do you do when the courts become corrupt? At a certain point, the juries, the grand juries, and the people have to nullify them, and that's what happened. So, they were going to march onto the property yesterday morning, and the sheriff backed off, and the BLM backed off, and they said, okay. They said, we are going to pull out of here and not round up any more of your 800 head of cattle. But the 300 they had in pens, they weren't going to release. He gave them an ultimatum of 1 hour and said, we're coming through your line. And folks, the police on loudspeakers said, we're going to shoot you. And they still walked past them.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine it's 1775 and the king has grabbed 90% of a colony. Let's call it Nevada. That's what it is. This happened in 2014, and says farmers and ranchers that have used this for over 100 years, you can't anymore. Well, they dumped tea in Boston Harbor. They went around and tarred and feathered, quote, government officials. And the Redcoats marched out and fired the shot heard around the world at Lexington and Concord. And then the rest of the wars followed. And famously, there at Lexington, up on the hill, as the Redcoats marched up saying, turn in your guns, the local militia that was the police of the day, basically, the security of the day, most of them war veterans, most of them former Redcoats themselves, they said, famously, men, don't fire first, but if they fire and want a war to start, let it begin here today. And that actually happened. At this event, when I sent David Knight and Josh Owens, two of our great reporters, they're both reporters, but Josh ran camera, out there, I mean, I knew it was important. I knew that they were fighting to bring attention to land rights. I had no idea that one of the most historical events in my lifetime would have happened, because it's not just about this ranch or these cattle. It's about the feds, and we have the loudspeaker audio and video. It's up on Infowars.com. You got to see this for yourself. From 300 yards away, bullhorning, we will shoot you, we will kill you if you cross that line. And the people marched slowly up, saying, you go ahead and do that, men, women, and children, and walked over the fences. And as they got up to the emplacements, just like at the end of V for Vendetta, when they're marching on the parliament, and the military has been ordered to shoot them, and they stand down, that literally happened. And then the BLM runs up and says, okay, stop here and we'll let the cattle out. Don't go all the way down to the pens and let them go. And you know, we won't shoot you. And Bundy was reasonable and said, all right, we'll wait for you to do that. And you got 30 minutes to clear out. This is all on video. This is big paramilitary, former military guys, you can all tell, who've been in Fallujah, you name it. You just look at these guys. There's a bunch of military vets ready to attack a bunch of other military vets. I saw some of the militias there. Some are ragtag, you know, country folks. Others, from what I've seen, I just learned to be able to identify it, were probably, obviously, infiltrators. That's going to happen. But most of them, I could tell, were special forces operators. And a lot of them look like they were currently, they look like Navy SEALs, people that were protecting Bundy and stuff when Bundy was giving the speech yesterday. And I could look at their faces and the pride and everything else. They were ready to go to war, folks. It was not fake. I've never seen anything like it. It literally brought tears to my eyes. I was at home watching it on Infowars.com with the video feed. DrudgeReport.com had it up there at the top. We had a 500,000 viewers when they cut the data feeds, and almost all the data feeds went down. There were a bunch of streams out there. Imagine a 500,000 viewers on there at one time. And I was watching it myself and couldn't pull myself away from it. Couldn't pull myself away. David Knight was marching at the head with the people. And the first folks that showed up was just a few dozen, because they drove in cars, and then the cowboys were behind them. But it was over 1,000 people total. They blocked the highway. Bundy got up there and gave orders. He said, all right, that's it. Block the highway. The sheriff's not going to act. This is criminal. We're marching in there. We're getting the cattle back. And they said, go ahead and shoot us. And you've got paramilitary. As they're marching up in high-def video at Infowars.com, from 300 yards away, guys, punch up my computer. I'll show TV viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Everybody can watch it, Infowars.com/show. You've got to see this video. Yeah, punch up this computer over here if you can. It's an Infowars.com story. Feds back down in new Bundy standoff, agree to release cattle. That's the story up on Infowars.com. on the front page. And you can see when they first started massing the cowboys and all of the people. You go to featured news, and it's about six stories down in featured news. The headline is, Feds back down in New Bundy standoff, agree to release cattle. Now, this was so incredibly epic to see this unfold. They had armored vehicles. They had helicopters. They had over 200 armed BLM. If you scroll down, you can see the armored vehicles. Now, we're going to come back from break and play the six-minute video that is the top story on Infowars.com. There are videos I shot from home yesterday on my iPhone covering all this that have 200,000 views apiece just from yesterday. They'll get over a million. You think I'd be happy about that? I'm not. That's just my commentary. David Knight's reporting and what Josh Owens put together last night in our hotel room after all this happened from high def is some of the most powerful video you will ever see in your life. And the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, would not show this. Fox had a brave cameraman that marched up with David Knight, and they threatened to kill him, and he kept marching with his TV camera up to them with us. Then the reporter, 2 miles away up on a hill with the Fox TV truck, and David Knight's flying back in tonight. We're going to have this for you tomorrow. David Knight saw it on Fox that night, said, oh, the BLM just decided to go. They'd already got all the cows. They had a stand down. They marched over them while they said they were going to kill the men, women, and children. We're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you on loudspeakers. That audio's coming up and the videos on Infowars.com. And imagine by the time it hit Fox News, oh, the BLM just left. They're all happy. They didn't want people to get heat exhaustion out there. This is so incredible. The top story red linked on Infowars.com is historic. Feds forced to surrender to American citizens. And you watch the six-minute video. It is mind-blowing video. And we've got to get it out to everyone we know. I'm going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones during the break that's coming up. And I'm going to come back for radio listeners and play the audio. And, again, David Knight gets back tonight. And by tomorrow, he's going to be hosting the show. He's done such a great job, and he wants to do it. We're just going to give him and Josh Owens a victory lap. They're going to be hosting the show tomorrow. I'm going to be up here working, getting administrative stuff done. But, I mean, I'm just going to have him host the show. I mean, imagine my reporters marching up to, and a lot of other media that was there was scared and wouldn't do it. They stayed up on the hill and, you know, did their live streams and all the rest of it. Our guys marched right up to the police saying, the federal paramilitary, we're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you on loudspeakers. And they marched right up to him and then went over the fence. It was simply out of the movie V for Vendetta. With real cowboys, desert cowboys, toughest cowboys, hardest working cowboys. Put this way, it's the toughest life for a rancher is in the desert. And these guys were not playing games. And it was simply incredible. And the feds back down. A bunch of guys with their shaved heads and their paramilitary goatees and their Fallujah tattoos and the rest of it. And again, there were a lot of veterans on the side of the people, including folks that I know special forces when I see them. You know, the real deal, there were a lot of them, and a lot of them in plain clothes carrying guns, and they were ready. They said, you want Lexington? You want Concord? Let's do it. Get it on. Pull the trigger, feds. They told them, let's go, and marched right up with their guns down. You go ahead and shoot us first. Those are patriots, ranchers, women, children, U.S. military, active duty, you name it, marching up. When you want to shoot us, go ahead, tough guys. You go ahead and kill us, and it starts now. This is off-the-chart history. And by the grace of God and people's prayers, a lot of folks, I can see the comments on InfoWars with our live stream. It was just, I'm praying. And God helps those that helps themselves. People took action. This was incredible. This was so historic. And it shatters the mainstream media. It shatters the government. I'll explain why it's so big. But you know why it's big.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It was 3 years ago that I sent Paul Watson, who works for us from London, working on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he's now a guest on Michael Savage, Coast to Coast AM, BBC. He's been offered his own TV shows. I told him, go ahead and take them. I sent him to Switzerland, and we had 3.5 million viewers over 3 days on the Ustream he did covering Bilderberg. 3.5 million views on an iPhone 4. Not to mention the millions of listeners every day when he's on the radio. How is the dinosaur media going to tell you Bilderberg Group and global government doesn't exist and special interests don't exist when I can send somebody with a $250 phone and we can have, granted the data package was like $10,000 from Switzerland though to do all that video streaming, but still, 3.5 million viewers for $10,000, count the airfare and hotel, maybe 15, 20 grand, I don't know. The point is that normally to have 3.5 million viewers, you would have to spend, on average, $300,000-$400,000. I've been in national TV production. I mean, I'm on two History Channel and Discovery Channel, two on History Channel, two on Discovery Channel right now. I haven't even watched myself on these shows. They just come do the interviews. People tell me they see them. Book of Secrets, there's a bunch of others. So I'm not here bragging, hey, I'm this big media guy. It's just that I'm explaining mainstream media does not matter to me. Because I can have a real unfiltered conversation with you. I can give you complex ideas and get your complex ideas back. That's what I'm looking for is long dialogue, long discussions, complex discussions. That's what's going to save us, not little sound bites of, you know, Alex Jones talking about the Masons or the New World Order on mainstream television where it's compartmentalized. I still do it because it brings people to InfoWars.com. It brings them this radio show. And you're saying, why are you getting into media when we're talking about what happened out in Nevada? You just joined us, two different standoffs with armed police under federal orders to shoot and kill people. And the last one ended at about 5 o'clock yesterday with me chewing my fingernails here in Austin, watching David Knight, our reporter, and the cameraman Josh Owens with a Fox News cameraman march at the head of hundreds of cowboys on horses and over 1,000 people total, men, women, and children, with militia, normal citizens, military, vets, and clearly active duty people. And David talked to some of them. They were what I thought. I said, those people up there standing around Bundy and some of those guys, I mean, those are like real operators. I mean, you could just see them. And I said, wow. And I could see their faces and their body language. It was not infiltrators. It was real. I mean, we had real people there ready to, if the Fed shot people, they were going to have a war right there. They weren't looking for a war. Everybody had their guns down going, go ahead, kill us. I mean, that takes incredible courage, and the feds stood down with live video feeds going back to Langley, Virginia, and back to the White House. You can bet your bottom dollar. Stealing 600,000 acres. They already stole all the other acreage. That sounds like a lot, folks. You need 50 to 100 acres or more, depending on the desert, per cow, for them to get enough food. 600,000 acres in the desert is nothing. You have like 800 head of cattle. They stole about 400 of them. And so they said, we're leaving. Okay, you can still range on the land. They destroyed his windmills and water tanks. He said, no, Sheriff. I don't care if the BLM put a press release out. They got 1 hour to release my cows. They'll come running back to the broken water tanks. I can go fix them before they all die. And they said, no. And a bunch of them had already died out in the heat. And so he said, that's it, folks. Saddle up. We're going in. We're going over. And they show up, and there are the feds in paramilitary outfits. We're going to show the video here in a moment. Pointing their guns at everybody, saying, we will shoot you, we will kill you if you cross the line. Well, the people did, and they backed down. And they kept their guns down. I'd say maybe half the people from what I saw were carrying guns. Men, women, you name it. Old, young, black, white. And by the time they got down there, there were the paramilitary police shaking with their guns pointed at them. These are people that were tasering women for no reason days before, attacking old men, beating people up that videotaped the snipers aiming at the Bundy house. They wanted to intimidate everybody. Don't you get it? Americans aren't intimidated by all this, not real Americans. That's why all these vets and current military showed up who love their families. I mean, you think all those men, women, and children, you think all those old ranchers, you think all those military men that were out there, suited up, wanted to have their guns at their side and march towards the police who were saying, we're going to kill you. We have the audio. It's coming up. On loudspeakers, we're going to shoot. And they said, you know what? We're not cowards like you. And the feds were hiding, shaking behind their vehicles. Shaking behind their vehicles. We have high-def video of it. Scared. This was almost at Tiananmen Square, but instead of the tanks running over the people, the tanks stood down. They had multiple giant black armored vehicles they had in Iraq. They've been bringing in to fight locals. Now confirmed it's for that. And, of course, the big reason, when this happened Friday, when we learned Friday that it was a Harry Reid Chinese government land grab and that the main solar farm, just like Solyndra, was going to be based in his ranch where he has the service rights on record, registered with the state, as the governor admits. Why he told the feds to stand down, they still didn't. He has those rights, and they didn't want to pay him for them. They offered him paltry sums 10 years ago and again 4 years ago to sell out his rights. And he said, I can't live off that. Plus, I've been here forever. No. And so their answer was, just 2 weeks ago nearby, they shot a kid on a bicycle, a teenager, who didn't stop on his 10-speed. BLM shot him in the back. Imagine, there's no one out there but BLM. They're not controlling the border, and they just come over and harass you. I've been harassed by the BLM. When I was at Big Bend last year, I told the story. Rude, mean to, not just mean to me, being rude to people who ask them directions. These are childlike people, folks. You got a gun and a uniform, and you're not polite to women asking directions? You're bugging your eyes out and puffing up your shoulders? That's the opposite of a guardian, the opposite of a warrior, an opposite of a peacekeeper, the opposite of a peace officer. Well, you just think because peace officers are honorable and friendly and are nice little kids, they're wimps? Take the fictitious character based on a lot of real sheriffs of Matt Dillon. Was Matt Dillon a wimp because he was nice? Would Matt Dillon run around stirring up fights with people for no reason? No. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the citizens would love police if they acted more like police of old. They were never perfect. Nobody's perfect. But this imperious, paramilitary, aggressive attitude, people are done, folks. They're done. And the most imperious group is the feds. Now, I said I'd play this clip, this segment. I'll do it next because this is just so historic. And the reason I got off into Paul Watson and the media is it doesn't matter if MSNBC and CNN didn't cover what really happened and said Bundy was just a thief basically out there squatting on land and not paying range fees. The facts are out. We have more people on a Ustream feed when Drudge links to it, drudgereport.com, than CNN has viewers at that time. Don't you people get it? Infowars.com usually gets 1 million visitors a day. The numbers just came in today. Guess how many visitors we had yesterday? Take a little wild guess. 5 million unique IP addresses. 5 million, 100,000+. Prison Planet usually gets 300,000, 400,000, over 1 million. My Facebook's millions. Twitter, 100. We are the media, folks. People haven't figured that out yet. InfoWars is big any day of the week. You add Drudge, the powerhouse. See, Drudge doesn't cover what the mainstream media says cover. Sometimes he does. He covers what he thinks is important. You got feds tasering and beating up women for no reason and people that try to have free speech and hold up signs on the side of the highway in the middle of the desert. Well, Drudge starts linking to it because he doesn't like that. He likes freedom. He has empathy with people being abused because he knows deep down he can be abused too, just like I do. See, we're all in this together. And so, thanks to WorldNet Daily, Drudge, others, this became the number one story in the world. Infowars.com stories were in the top 10 every day last week. Number one yesterday, number one today. Go to the aggregator. We have an article about it. Number one story in the world. In the world is a land rights fight. See, we're capturing the imagination. And we're showing the mainstream media is broken and dead. And we're showing people in high def marching against men with guns. This is
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time.
And the season for liberty.
Love runs high.
Again, this is about the mainstream media not being able to lie and spin. It's about government not having credibility. It's about more than half the West being under federal control, 90% of Nevada, 80% of other states in many of those areas. And they're just kicking everybody off. They're tearing up the roads. They're kicking people off that had grazing rights, people that actually own the property they're kicking off, who have ranches inside these areas. And it's a stated agenda to get us off and get us dependent, while beef is at all-time highs. But because of the new real media, we're not the alternative media. We are bigger, in most cases, than mainstream media. When it comes to news, where we're not bigger is entertainment. That dwarfs everything, and that's where the real propaganda is at. And more I'm trying to focus on showing propaganda that's in entertainment. All the anti-gun, New World Order garbage that you see in TV and movies. But just John Baum was talking about this. Everybody I've talked to, I ran into two cops on the street who said, good job, with what happened down in Nevada. And then I ran into somebody last night who heard a cop listening to my show, video feeds yesterday, and he was all excited that nobody got hurt and was for the ranchers, obviously. And then John Baum, tell folks what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, I was just driving around yesterday having my day off, and I was listening to the local rock station, KLBJ.
93.7.
And Beto, the local DJ, went to a break and started talking about and I'll show it right here for viewers, the article by Kit Daniels about the FAA designates Bunny Ranch a no-fly zone.
So the local station was plugging our article, and then tell folks what when you got home.
And then I got home in a completely unrelated search. I have a Blu-ray player hooked up to a cable system. It's a little complicated, but I went to the YouTube channel, and I was just flipping through the channels, and news and politics, bam, there's David Knight's face, number one story. It's everywhere.
And again, we do that now every week, folks. And again, we're not bragging. This is your media. The system is a fraud. And the feds were saying, we're about to play this video, we're going to shoot you if you come on this property. That the governor already said, no, Bundy's got the service rights. He did. I mean, it's the law. And the feds just say, well, we're the law. We're going to ignore that. Kind of like Benghazi or Fast and Furious or the attorney general refusing subpoenas. And now members of Congress are saying, you should be in jail. You've got to call it what it is. When it's criminal, it's criminal. And so that's why this is so big. And again, people say, Alex, why weren't you out there? Well, A, I had no idea it would get this huge. And it was a big story. I sent reporters out there. But why did I send Paul Watson to get 3.5 million viewers in Switzerland, in beautiful Switzerland? You don't think I don't want to go to Switzerland? I have three children. I have to run this whole operation while being on air 3-4 hours a day. The nightly news, everything. Believe me, folks, I want to be able to go on the road more, and I do. And I've been arrested probably 5 times. But haters are going to hate. The whole point is I'm not some media guy who wants to be the only guy. I have looked for reporters and looked for people that won't stab me in the back, that won't get on power trips, that won't flip out when I give them the ball. I'm more of a coach. There are people with better skills than I. David Knight comes off so smooth, so nice, so knowledgeable. He knows as much as I do about stuff. But he's a father of multiple children and is adopted. His great wife, Josh Owens, been down here about a year, does an incredible job. He went to the NSA, and they threatened to arrest him as well in Utah. They're just a great team. And let me tell you, it feels good. I want to be able to put my reporters like Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels and Leanne McAdoo and all these people up front, and I'm able to now. I mean, they went last week and asked the big questions at the Fort Hood shooting that nobody asked about drugs, and the general said no, he was on a bunch of different drugs. See, when none of the other media, over 100 other media were at Fort Hood, and no one would ask questions but our people, and then why don't you have concealed carry on Fort Hood the size of Dallas, literally, bigger than Dallas, it's huge. You got all these communities there, and they can't have guns to protect themselves. And so we caused that national debate. Now Congress is looking at letting people be armed on military bases to protect themselves. Not that we're even special. We'll just ask common sense questions. And so, see, it's about my reporters. It's about you, the listeners, being reporters, starting your own YouTube, starting your own news organization. You are the resistance. It's not Alex Jones. I mean, I'll be frank with you. If I can hire somebody and train them, and they're better than me, I'm going to go off the air, folks. You ready for that? I don't want to be on the air. I want to be behind the scenes going over news, going, I think Harry Reid's involved. He's been involved in other land grabs. Look into it. And they go, really, Alex, where do you get that? 2 hours later, they find all the documents. It's a national news story, and that's why the BLM backed off and said, fine, we're pulling out. It was because now that the Chinese government and Harry Reid are involved land grabbing, they knew it was a PR disaster when Drudge linked to it. Number one story on the internet Friday and Saturday. Number one. We have the article at Infowars.com by the aggregators, Alexa and others. Number one, hands down, with double the traffic of the next biggest story. That was Obama letting the NSA spy on people through Heartbleed, the bug. Already told you that last week. Of course it's a government operation giving out those keys. They want to come out with a new encryption system. They've got even better keys to. I know how the enemy operates, folks. This is all I do. So my whole mission here, ladies and gentlemen, is to build the cadres. I've looked. You've seen the people I bring on air, the folks I try to work with. 9 times out of 10, they flip out and go nuts and think that I needed them or something and that it was about my ego and their ego. No, it's about defeating the New World Order. It's about stopping the gun grab. It's about stopping all the forced abortion worldwide. It's about building a better world and based on justice and going to the stars together. Now, I'm going to narrate some of this that's not good for radio, but most of it is. This is David Knight with the high-def cameras, with Josh Owens going up to the line, and the Fed saying, we will shoot you on the loudspeakers, and then the national media would not tell anybody this happened. Okay, but then the Fed stood down and backed off, released the cattle, and left. They're aiming guns at people saying, we're going to kill you. The people walk with their guns down saying, go ahead, kill us. 1776 will start. That was actually being chanted. Here is the audio and video.
Yeah.
Court order, you will be shot. It gets clearer as they get closer. The people marching with the cowboys on the federal armored vehicles and cars with the snipers trained on them saying, "We will shoot you." They've got come and take it flags, cold pepper flags.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier.
One man sort of walking
the
forward with
the
American flag.
Telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back. People are moving forward with their hands in the air, holding flags with both hands in the air. It's a mixture of people on foot, as you can see, people on foot, and cowboys.
Time to talk upstairs with Metro. All right, push these people back up off the gate. Push them back up off the gate. We're going to work to release these cattle. Listen to me. I'm going to work with you, but I need you to buy
They're one of the paramilitary BLM as they're about to push the final gates down. They've crossed over the line saying, fine, we'll release the cattle. They said they weren't going to. They said they were going to leave in a few days because they'd finished their roundup. No, they released the cattle. And now they're going to have to put the water drainage back in that his family built, all of it. You wonder why beef prices are up? Cattle ranching is being shut down all over. Most people I know are getting out of cattle ranching because the regulations, the harassment, you can't make money on it. How's that for a socialist country? Just like Venezuela. Let's go back to it. This makes me proud of America. They're telling the Bundy father and sons come with them.
It's only going to be Bundy and his son.
No, that's it. It's the people or not, and you guys need to leave. You need to leave. That's
it. You need to de-escalate the situation. I'm imploring upon you.
De-escalate. The globalists are butchering this country. They're shutting us down. June 21. Cloward and Piven. And they start cutting the fence down and removing it. And the feds pull out. They overrun them. They said, "We will shoot you." It's on the audio. And the people start riding through, folks. This is America. This is what made us great.
The wealth has never been won.
And you globalists, go ahead. Go ahead and start shooting Americans. See what happens. I don't want this civil war. Look at the feds, the guys with the machine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.